An addiction to greed does that to you. It makes you completely revolved around yourself. It makes you selfish, but also makes you foolish. God looks down on him. He's got all his new barn. He's got everything all set up. And God says, you idiot. You're going to die tonight. Then who's going to get all the stuff that you piled up for yourself? Now, the problem here is he felt secure, ready to knock off working and take life easy for the rest of the time, eat, drink, and be merry, because he had all this stuff. And the problem is, from God's point of view, you're not secure because you cannot control the end of your life. You feel secure because you have a huge portfolio built up, but you're not really secure. Toddlers do this, right? Early toddlers. They throw a blanket over their shoulder, plug a thumb in their mouth. And you parents know if you try and take that blanket away, what happens? If you leave on a trip and forget the blanket, oh, man. Why? Because the toddler has convinced him or herself that the blanket equals security. Doesn't really, but you can't explain that to the toddler. It feels so secure. And so it just has to clutch this. Well, adults have blankies too, called stuff. And Jesus says if you measure your life by how much stuff you have, you'll never have enough because greed is addictive. And it'll make you selfish and it'll make you foolish. And Jesus says in this last verse, 21, this is how it's going to be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich towards God. Now, did Jesus say it's wrong to have a savings account? No. Did he say it's wrong to have chairs in your living room? No. Is it wrong to have more than what that guy had? No, he said, watch out for greed. Watch out for measuring your life by your stuff. Be careful. It's addictive. And you see, he says, this is the way it is for anyone. Poor or rich, it doesn't matter. Anyone who is not rich towards God. Now, what does that mean exactly, being rich towards God? The way it's written down in original language, it's the word towards is kind of a clumsy English word for the Greek word, which means, it can mean towards, it can mean into. But in this particular phrase, I believe it means more specifically with respect to. You know, looking at it from God's point of view, being rich in your interaction with God. Well, how do you do that? Well, Jesus tells us, look at verse 22. He says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and body is more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Doctors will tell you to take hours off your life to worry. Since you cannot do this very little thing, adding a single hour to your life, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not even labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. And if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, oh, you of little faith? What does it take to be rich with respect to God, or from God's point of view, or in your relationship with God? What does it take? Well, it starts off with accepting that God knows how take care of his creation. God created it, and God cares for it. He knows how to do it. And if he knows how to do it for birds, of course he knows how to do it for the special part of his creation, which was made in his image. If you read through the early parts of Genesis, you know that that when God created humankind, he said it was very good. He created it in his image. He created us to have an intimate relationship with him. And obviously, if God knows how to provide for birds, if God knows how to provide for grass, if God knows how to provide for those knuckleheaded squirrels in your backyard, of course he knows how to provide for you. And being rich towards God is trusting in that truth, knowing that you can trust him because he knows what he's doing. And then Jesus says, and do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Those are the details of life. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Now, at first, we may not see very much there. But Jesus says, being rich toward God, first of all, is trusting that he knows how to provide for us. And secondly, not worrying about all these details of life, but seeking first his kingdom. And not being like the pagans, who run after all these things, who pursue them, who chase them down so they can have them, who scurry from place to place. If you've ever seen a picture of a big city from above, if you look down from a skyscraper and see all the people scurrying back and forth, what are they doing? They're going back and forth to get stuff. Why? Have to. And then they go this way when the lights change. And they're, you know, hustling. And Jesus says, don't be like the pagans. Well, I'm thinking, well, what's the difference between the pagans and us? They don't trust God. And then all of a sudden it began to dawn on me. He's talking about God's creation here. And all of a sudden I started to think, well, what's the reason that the pagans chase after these things? They don't know they can trust God. Why don't they know? Adam and Eve. Well, what did Adam and Eve do? They were settled in a garden that had everything they could possibly need. But they stopped trusting God to provide for them and started doing it for themselves. Right? And what was the curse that was laid on them as a result? The ground became hard and thorn infested. And they were left up to their own devices to get food. They said, okay, work the ground, but it's going to be tough. You'll have to sweat and strain to get a crop. Have it your way. If you don't trust God, do it on your own. And now Jesus is saying, come on back into this relationship with God where he will provide for you. He knows you need this stuff. He's perfectly capable of doing it. Enter into his kingdom. Let him be your king. And the king will be your father, who knows you need to eat. Trust him.